At Lauren Ponch's Stemple Creek Ranch, a group of people curious about carbon farming are huddled around a truck filled with plants that were dug up from the farm that day. Many look like weeds.
This is one of my new favorite plants around here.
That's Poncha. He's a fourth-generation farmer at the ranch, which specializes in grass-fed beef. His new favorite plant, chicory.
It's very nutritious. It's like the equivalent of alfalfa. But the cool thing about it is it's got a taproot.
At Poncha's ranch, taproots are good. That's because they break up the soil, letting more oxygen and water in, which in turn promotes the growth of grass his cattle eat. But he didn't know all that just a few years ago. Poncha says to learn more about his land, he signed up to be a carbon demonstration farm with the Marin Carbon Project. The experiment applied a half inch of compost to parts of his rangeland about 5 years ago. Poncha says now he sees diverse plant and animal life on the ranch and healthy grass for his cows to graze.
It was kind of a wake-up call for me to pay attention to the soil. I always thought we were grass farmers, and what I really realize now is we're soil farmers, and we're doing what's right for the soil, and we're going to have more perennial grasses, sequester more carbon, and therefore have healthier beef and lamb and anything else that we raise.
It's all done through a simple process we all learned in basic biology, photosynthesis. Marin Agricultural Land Trust steward Michelle Cooper has the breakdown.
If you look at the equation of photosynthesis, you have CO2, carbon dioxide, plus water with the energy from the sunlight, and then you produce carbohydrates and a little bit of oxygen. And then that's what helps increase the rate of carbon sequestration.
Cooper says that photosynthesis, basically boosting plant life production, is the main idea of carbon farming. And it will help the earth get back to its natural carbon cycle, which modern farming and excessive use of fossil fuels has thrown out of balance. Poncha says this type of land management has a big effect in drought areas, too.
Every 1% increase in carbon we have in the soil, we store up to 18,000 gallons of water in the soil. So we're dry land farmers, so we have to rely on the rain that we get in the wintertime and store it in our soil.
Now Poncha is partnering with the Land Trust, or MALT, as a model ranch using carbon farming practices. MALT plans to implement 20 carbon farm plans in Marin over the next 2 years. Director of Conservation Jeff Stump says the effects of carbon farming doesn't just help the bottom line of farmers. It also has the potential to reverse climate change.
There's 65 million acres of grassland in California. Theoretically, if you could employ these practices on all of those acreages, I think that the numbers are pretty staggering. You could offset all of the industrial and residential CO2 emissions for California.
But both Stump and Poncha say getting all of California's farmers on board is still a while away. Poncha says many farmers aren't willing to make the financial risk to change up the way they manage their land.
So if we can somehow figure out a way to make it beneficial financially for farmers or ranchers to sequester more carbon, I think it'll have dramatic effects globally in a short amount of time.
Jeff Stump says groups like MALT are now advocating for federal and state dollars that can go to farmers willing to make that jump to carbon farming. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.